The NFL playoffs continue on Sunday, and the New York Giants face the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC title game, and the Oakland Raiders meet the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC. For the upstart Ravens, it's been a charmed season. They qualified for the playoffs for the first time ever, and led by an aggressive, hard-hitting defense, the Ravens have bullied their way to within one victory of the Super Bowl. All that success may have Ravens fans crowing about their team, but they're not thrilled that the stadium they call home is named after a faltering internet company. From Baltimore, Mark Hyman reports.
Welcome to PSINet Stadium. To some, the name is a mystery. To others, just a mouthful. But most Ravens fans agree it's not the name they'd have chosen for their football stadium.
You want to know my opinion of the name of the stadium? I don't think it's anything you can publish over radio.
Andy Carcieri of Harford County, Maryland, is a season ticket holder.
I know they're in big trouble, and I hope they fold tomorrow and that they take them stupid numbers, letters off the stadium over here and put Raven Stadium, but that won't happen either.
2 years ago, Ravens owner Art Modell sold the name of the stadium to PSINet, a fledgling internet services company. The deal promised the Ravens $5 million a year for the next 20 years. In return, PSINet got its name plastered on the facade of the stadium and countless mentions on TV and in sports pages each time the Ravens play a game at their home field. It looked like a deal that would last, much to the chagrin of many Ravens supporters. But critics of the deal might have the last laugh because of the shaky stock market. Unlike the Ravens, PSINet has had a losing season. Its stock, which traded at more than $50 a share 11 months ago, has taken a beating, sinking to about $2.50. A company spokesman declined to speak on tape, but PSINet says it has no plans to relinquish the name. Market analysts warn the company is in dire shape, and PSINet acknowledged as much last year when it said it was exploring a sale of the company. It wouldn't be the first time a multi-million-dollar naming rights deal went down the drain. The Miami Dolphins just finished their NFL season in Pro Player Stadium, even though there's no more pro player. The sports apparel manufacturer's parent company has filed for bankruptcy. The stadium will have a new corporate sponsor when the Dolphins kick off next season. Along Tailgate Alley, a ribbon of parking lot near PSINet Stadium, beef is on the barbecue, beer is flowing, and about 100 parties are in full swing. Cindy Eisenhower says she could never quite warm up to the name.
I think that it's ludicrous that we have to have a corporate company's name on a stadium that belongs basically to a city and its fans and the state. I mean, I really think that somehow the Baltimore name or the Maryland name or the Ravens name needs to be on the stadium. And I don't think that just for our town, but I think that for every town that has a ball club of any sort, you know, baseball, football.
Baltimore's football stadium follows in a corporate naming tradition that stretches back about two decades. The first naming rights deals involved modest sums of money, but in recent years, the value of the marketing agreements has grown enormously. PSINet's deal was one of the richest ever when it was signed in 1999, but last year, Reliant Energy agreed to pay $10 million a year for the name of a stadium complex in Houston. David Cope, a sports marketing executive who negotiated naming rights for NFL stadiums in Baltimore and Washington, says the deals give companies more than simply letters on a building.
What we're talking about are much broader, comprehensive packages than just slapping a name on a stadium. And that started to come into being back in the early 90s, mid-90s, when teams realized that they could go out and not just offer the rights to name a stadium, but then associate the company with the team or the teams that play in that facility. So in that deal, I don't know exactly what's in there, but I can tell you that there are going to be hospitality components, suites, tickets, club seats, pregame parties, etc. There's going to be access to the team trademarks and logos.
It's too early to say if the Baltimore Stadium will be renamed, but John Eisenberg, a sports columnist for the Baltimore Sun, suggests that, once again, the Ravens should follow the money.
I would hope that they would sell it to another internet company that would then have to turn around in another 2 or 3 years sell it to another one so we can keep changing the name. So I think that would sort of drive home the point that the whole idea is preposterous. And let's go from PSINet to, I don't know, Yahoo.com Stadium to something else. And then it'll just look ridiculous, and that'll be fine.
For NPR News, I'm Mark Hyman in Baltimore.